Hallelujah. This is another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. I will give God the glory for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day like this. Beloved, wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Give God the glory, give God the honor, give God the adoration for making it possible for you to be alive. Today is the 26th day of the month of August, year 2021. Just like yesterday, the month of August is rolling by. It's about to wind up. We need to appreciate the Lord. We need to bless His name. We need to glorify Him. Honor His name by worshiping Him. Honor His name by blessing His name. Honor His name by appreciating Him. Honor His name by lifting him up. Lift the Lord up. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Unto the Lord be thou glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory. Great is He has done. Oh, great is He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be thou glory. Great is He has done. Father, we bless your name for another day. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your mighty power. We thank you because you are the greater God. You are greater than the greatest. You are the higher than you are God that is higher than the highest. You are supernatural. You are super. Lord, you are great. You are wonderful. There is no one like you. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a wonderful Father we have. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayers. And this prayer, God has been using it to do wonders in the life of people. And I know that God is going to use this prayer to promote your destiny also. This program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And it has been a blessing to many, many people. May this program also be a blessing to your destiny and move your destiny to the next level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There are seven prayers I want you to pray aggressively now. And I want you to pray this prayer with power. Pray this prayer because of situation around your world. We need to pray. Say every flying demons assigned against my destiny, crash land and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying demons assigned against my destiny, crash land and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying demons assigned against my destiny, crash land and die. In Jesus' name, the rage of pestilence scatter. In the name of Jesus, the rage of pestilence scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, the rage of pestilence scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Arrow fire into my blood to make me sick. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my blood to make me sick. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my blood to make me sick. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my blood to make me sick. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my blood to make me sick. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, prayers. I'm calling the prayer. You are to call the prayer also and pray the prayer for yourself. I'm just teaching you how to do it. When I call it like that, you call it the same way. If you are joining us for the first time, it's very important. Pray the prayer again. Say, any power assigned to waste my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to waste my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power on assignment to waste my destiny. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Every evil cauldron cooking any organ of my body, Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil cauldron cooking any organ of my body. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil cauldron cooking any organ of my body. Scatter in Jesus' name, we pray. I prophesy to the life of that sister. From today, you will no longer wear the garment of poverty again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every satanic animal crying against my destiny at night, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against my destiny at night, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against my destiny at night, die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers assigned to stop me from singing my song and dancing my dance, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to stop me from singing my song and dancing my dance, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to stop me from singing my song and dancing my dance, die in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every coven arrow assigned against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every coven arrow assigned against my destiny, backfire, 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 backfire in Jesus. They say, coven arrow of disgrace, backfire in the name of Jesus. Coven arrow of disgrace, backfire in the name of Jesus. Coven arrow of disgrace, backfire in Jesus' name. We pray. I command the arrow of madness assigned to locate your head to go back to the sender, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil covenant formed with my destiny when I was in the womb, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant formed with my destiny when I was in the womb, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant formed with my destiny when I was in the womb, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every curse pronounced upon my destiny when I was in the womb, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my destiny when I was in the womb, there in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my destiny when I was in the womb, there in Jesus' name we pray. This prayer, we need to pray the prayer very well. You may need to take your time and pray this prayer. Very, very essential. So a few days ago, I started a teaching on spiritual x-ray of the battle you are going through. Spiritual x-ray of the battle you are going through. If you want total freedom, you want to receive deep deliverance, complete deliverance, you want your deliverance to complete, there is no way you will not follow the steps I'm going to now highlighted. I'm going to highlight some steps now. I'm going to really let you know the step to go through. I'm going to give you this step for you to follow. So please prepare yourself as I go on highlighting these steps one by one and trying to explain them. It is not enough to highlight, also to give you some deep, brief understanding about it. It will also help you. So listen to me very well. If a man has a problem, has a battle, and he has tried everything possible to making sure that that problem or that battle is solved, there are steps to take. And to take these steps, you need to be very, very, very prepared and determined. When there is a battle in your life, and the battle has refused to go, the battle has refused to let you go, the battle has been like a wall of Jericho, the battle has been very stubborn, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have done whatever you need to do, you have gone from pillar to post, running up and down, and it's like this battle is not ready to go, then, at that level, you have to go down to the root. Then when I say go down to the root, what do I mean? Because when I say go down to the root, you may not even understand it. The Bible says something very deep. He said, if the foundation is destroyed, that is Psalm 11 verse 3, what shall the righteous do? That means foundation has capacity to even, mesmerize the righteous. Foundation has capacity to make the righteous confused. Foundation has capacity to break the bones of the righteous. Foundation has capacity to cage the righteous. Foundation has capacity to limit the speed of the righteous. Foundation has capacity to stand as a blockage against the righteous. Foundation has capacity to make the righteous not to live abundant life. Foundation has capacity to relay the righteous at the entering of his breakthrough. Foundation has capacity to stagnate the righteous. Foundation has capacity to put evil load upon the head of the righteous. Foundation has capacity to make the righteous to die as a poor person. Foundation has capacity to make the righteous miserable on earth. Therefore, if the foundation is destroyed, what shall the righteous do? What the righteous is going to do is what I'm going to enlist here now. I'm going to give you the list one by one. I will try to see whether I can explain it little by, step by step. Number one is for the righteous to confess his sin. If a righteous man has sin in his life, unconfessed sin, it can be a blockage. You have to confess your sin. The Bible says the hand of God is not shortened that he cannot deliver. That is Psalm 59 verse 1. Confess your sin unto the Lord, repent of them and forsake all those sins completely. Number two, that you must do. You must do what we call personal spiritual mapping of your life. Personal spiritual mapping of your life. When we say personal spiritual mapping of your life, it entails to know who you are. It entails to know what has happened in your life right from the time you were in the womb. It entails to know what you have gone through that you can even remember and pray about. So you must know who you are. There are many people now that do not know who they are. And that is where the problem lies. That is the bondage that is very difficult to break. You must be able to know who you are. John the Baptist was confronted and he answered clearly that I am not Jesus. In John chapter 1 verse 19, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levi from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Very simple. I am not the Christ. If you continue reading, and they ask him, what then? Art thou Elijah? And he said, I'm not. Art thou prophet? And he answered, no. Then said unto him, who art thou? Who are you? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What said thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of the one that cry in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. As said the prophet Isaiah. That is a man who understands himself. That is John chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. John knew who he was. He was asked about his true identity and was able to give them a correct response of his true identity. He knew who he was. He also knew that his purpose on earth is to be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. So he understood everything. He got the understanding. He understood who he was. No, he understood that he was not God. He was not Elijah. He was not Jesus. That he has been assigned to make a way for Jesus. And that is what we call self-discovery. Like our father, the Lord, said in one of his, recently published and delivered book, the recent published book of our father, the Lord, Dr. Dick Olukoya, if you can get access to that book called Who Art Thou? He said something very well in that book. He says self-discovery is a fundamental component of personal growth and development in both spiritual and physical area of life. Life is a long journey, it's a marathon journey. You must be able to understand who you are. Understanding who you are is very important. How do I know who I am? It's very simple. You just have to pray. My Father, show me who I am. This prayer, take your time to pray this prayer aggressively. My Father, show me who I am. If you need to take 3 days, 7 days, to pray this simple prayer, it will help you. Because immediately you understand who you are. Immediately you understand who God has designed you to be. 99% of your problem is solved. My Father, show me who I am. 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 Sometimes when people pray this prayer, they see some deep, deep things they have never believed. Many of them will see that their original has been counterfeited. Many of them will see that their original has been altered. Many of them will see themselves that, in the realm of the spirit, they are goats. In the realm of the spirit, they are leaves. And they begin to wonder that, this is what my life has been. It's because they could pray to understand themselves. You must know one thing very clear, that the spiritual control the physical. You must also know this very clear, that we are spiritual beings. We are not just physical beings. And you must also know very clear that who you are can just be revealed to you spiritually. God is your maker. God is your creator. God is the one who has the secret of your life in his hand. God had the original blueprint about your destiny. It is time for you to pray. If you really want to get your problem solved, this step must not be jumped. If you are not ready to know it, it's going to make you to go back always to square one. And that shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. You can't continue to be in a battle all through the days of your life. You must understand what is the cause of this battle. So after you have repented of your sin, the next step is to know and understand your mapping, spiritual mapping of who you are. And how do you do that? Like I told you, it's by prayer. And I'll give you the prayer you're going to pray. Number one prayer you're going to pray is, my Father, show me who I am. 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 In the name of Jesus, you spend about 30 minutes on that prayer. Second one, say, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. Show me what went wrong in my foundation. Show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus. You spend about 30 minutes on that prayer. These are prayers you need to pray. And number the third one. Oh God, my Father, arise and show me the secret of my life. Oh God, my Father, arise and show me the secret of my life. Oh God, my Father, arise and show me the secret of my life. Each of these prayers, you spend 30 minutes on them. Pray them for 3 days. Pray them for 4 days. Pray them for 7 days. Pray them for 21 days. Until God reveals to you who you are and what went wrong in your foundation. Then you will know where to direct your prayer. Then you will know what to do. And we even see that some of them, you will just need to take steps. Some may not even need prayer. It may need you to visit a particular family that your father had offended. That your father had done something evil against. It may just take you a visit to the family that your father had offended many years ago. And you go to them and say, we are from this family. We are sorry for what our father has done. And here you are. You are free from that bondage. Here you are. You are free from untimely death. Here you are. You are free from that inability to marry, to get married. Here you are. You are free from that inability to move forward. Because you've understood deep secret about your life. We are going to stop there today. And I want you to get yourself prepared. Get yourself prepared because the Lord must help us today. Begin to tell the Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, get a bottle of water if it's ready, or a bottle of oil, any one of them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy into this bottle of water. Let it become your own bottle of water. Let it become the water of fire. Let it become the water of deliverance. Let the oil carry the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the oil carry the power of deliverance. Both the oil and the water shall receive the anointing that the enemy cannot stand against. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood of Jesus on these items. In Jesus' name, pray. Now get ready and take this item. Drink a little from the water or the oil, anyone you have. And you shout this prayer loud and clear. Anything programmed into my life when I was a child that is making life difficult for me now, get out of my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, anything programmed into my life when I was a child that is making life difficult for me now, get out of my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, anything programmed into my life when I was a child that is making life difficult for me now, get out of my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, anything programmed into my life when I was a child that is making life difficult for me now, get out of my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, anything programmed into my life when I was a child that is making life difficult for me now, get out of my life. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Thank you, Father. Oh, shout it loud and clear. Say, if my glory has been tampered with, oh God, my Father, repair my glory. In the name of Jesus, if my glory has been tampered with, oh God, my Father, repair my glory, 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 repair my glory. In Jesus' name we pray. This number, say, my original head, where are you? Appear by fire. In the name of Jesus, my original head, where are you? Appear by fire. Appear by fire. My original head, where are you? Appear by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest and pray this prayer. Every arrow of sickness in my body, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness in my body, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness in my body, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Number two, say, arrow assigned to destroy me, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow assigned to destroy me, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach now and shout with aggression. Say, Holy Ghost, send your fire into the root of my life and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, send your fire into the root of my life and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, send your fire into the root of my life and deliver me from bondage in Jesus' name. Pray. I pray for that sister that the rope assigned to tie you down, that rope shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a sister in this place, when you were growing up as a child, they put a bead on your waist, a bead on your leg, and a bead on your two hands. You grow up to meet this bead. And now, I don't know whether you still have this bead in your custody. If you have them private, shout me so I can tell you what to do. Masikatele prokusande yakalakala propia. Thank you, Father. Anoint your hand. Say, my hand, get out of bondage in the name of Jesus. My hands, get out of bondage. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your legs. Say, my legs, get out of bondage in the name of Jesus. My legs, get out of bondage. Get out of bondage. In Jesus' name, we pray. I prophesy right now unto those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Almighty God will visit you powerfully within the next few days. The anointing to conceive shall come upon your life aggressively, and the yoke of darkness, the yoke of spirit husband shall be broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse working against that sister, making life difficult for you, may the curse be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil ancestral powers that have made your family not to get married, I command a power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that any power that wants you to waste your effort on your children shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every property that has any embargo, and that embargo has made it difficult for that property to be sold, I command the embargo to be broken in the name of Jesus. And within the next few days, this property shall be sold in Jesus' name. La prako sataya kadaka. Me pontos kempaya bos kandaya la baraba. I command the arrow of cold, malaria, typhoid of any kind, go back to the center.
go back to the center, go back, 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 go back. In the name of Jesus, Kalabroso Koprakosha, you arrow of headache, constant headache, go back to the center. In the name of Jesus, Okelobo Shekara Kalakolo Broko Tehofi. Thank you, Father. Let me pray on your request now. Lift you up. I pray on this request. Oh God, my Father, answer them by fire. In the name of Jesus. If you have your photograph, childhood photograph, you can lift it also. I pray that this photograph shall be anointed. Anything done against you when you are growing up shall be dismantled. Using this photograph in your hand as a point of contact, I command fire to go right into your childhood age and deliver you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you. Very good.